Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
And now it's time for the Brooklyn's Radio Playhouse.
Upstage Surrey presents The Frog Prince by Edgar Stevenson.
Hello there, everyone. My name is Prince Carl, the Frog Prince. I am actually a prince. An evil witch cast a spell on me that can only be broken by a princess's kiss. However, it seems princesses don't actually like kissing frogs. If I don't find a princess to kiss me soon, I might end up being a frog forever. Hark! It sounds like someone is coming. Webbed toes crossed, it's a princess. Let's hope she's a gorgeous, chilled, relaxed soul who will see through my warty exterior. Oh, it is a princess and an attractive one at that. Oh, that's a stroke of luck.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Look at all this mud. Go for a walk, they said. It's lovely down by the pond, they said. Well, they didn't warn me about the mud, did they? I'm a princess. I shouldn't have to be slurping around in this. In the old days, someone would be walking in front, laying down their cloak or something.
Well, I guess beggars can't be choosers.
But look at the state of me. It will be just my luck that after all my years of looking for my Prince Charming, today will be the day when my true love suddenly reveals himself. And being honest, I waited longer than most to meet my prince.
Ribbit!
I mean, look at me. I'm no spring chicken Ribbit. Anymore, and Ribbit. I'm running out of time.
Ribbit.
Gosh, what's that dreadful smell around here?
Ribbit.
Ugh. Ribbit. Look at that hideous, slimy creature over there.
Ribbit.
I wish it would stop making that incessant noise. Ribbit. Making more Ribbit. Noise than a foghorn.
Ribbit.
It's more like a froghorn. Well, it's no good standing around here. I'm not going to find Prince Charming in a pond now, am I?
Wait! Come back! Come back! I'll be your Prince Charming. I wish that just for one time someone could hear me and then we could both live happily ever after. How am I supposed to let anyone know I'm here if they can't hear me?
Tadpoles, lily pads, pondweed and fish, and fresh from the bog to grant your wish.
Fresh? From the bog? Smells like you've been festering in there for some time.
Right, who said that? There's no one here. Show yourself and have no fear. Will you stop making all that noise, frog? I've just come up from my home in the bog.
It's me.
Hang on a minute. You're a talking frog. Well, I never.
No, you stopped rhyming. Well, thank goodness for that. I may look rather green and slimy, but my name's Prince Carl. Who, or rather what, are you? I'm sorry, there's rather a strong smell of dead fish all of a sudden.
Prince Carl? Did you fall off your lily pad and bang your head?
I am a prince. Help me and I'll prove it.
Well, you better not be fibbing, amphibian. A very soggy bottom at your service. No wish too big, no feet too small. Here's my card. Oh, sorry, that's a fish. Oh, well, it was. Here it is.
Very soggy bottom. PhD, MSc, OBE. Wow, you have a PhD.
Yes, that's my pond hygiene diploma.
Okay, well, obviously you've let that one lapse. What about your MSc?
Oh, that's a good one. That's my musical statue champion award.
Right. But I'm assuming your OBE is genuine.
Absolutely. You have no idea what an honour it is to be awarded that.
Quite. Not many have awarded the Order of the British Empire.
Well, I don't know about that. But even fewer are made organiser of Bog Entertainment.
Oh.
Oh, come on then. I haven't got all day. The Arches is on later. I never miss an episode.
Oh, you don't look much like a fairy and you certainly don't smell like one.
Look who's talking. You don't look like a prince either, Kermit. If you don't believe me, I'm off back to my bog. Good luck in finding a princess to snog.
Oh, the rhyming is back. You must be telling the truth. OK, I'll trust you. Just cut the rhyming out, though, eh?
Righto. What'll it be, then?
I wish for the princess to be able to hear me so I can convince her to kiss me.
OK, then. The first bit's easy. Wibbly wobbly, big bad bog. The princess will now hear a talking frog. Mind you, the kissing bit's up to you. There's only so much magic can do.
Is that it? Well, let's hope it works. Listen, she's coming back. Now's my chance. Hang on a minute, what are you doing?
I'm making use of my MSC. No one ever beats me in musical statues. You'd swear I was made of stone.
I feel like I'm doomed to walk miles in search of my prince. What on earth is that? I didn't notice that gargoyle before. It's hideous. And it ponds like rotting fish.
Fair princess, your Prince Charming is here waiting for you.
Said that. Show yourself. Have you know I've got a black belt in origami.
Here, my lady.
Now look here, Froggy. I know you're eager. But she's no spring chicken, is she? Why don't you wait for a better one with manners?
For a chance, Stinky Bottom, or whatever your name is. I'm sure she's very nice when you get to know her and... Look, to be honest, you do whiff a bit.
Speak for yourself.
What do you mean I'm wearing Chanel Blur?
More like Channel Blur.
No, shut up. I'm trying to impress this princess, not scare her off.
Charming. She can't hear me anyway. Well, not unless I want her to.
Eh?
Well, duh, magic. Well, I'm your fairy bug mother, aren't I? Have you never read a fairy story before?
Where am I?
Ah, my lady, you're feeling better. It's a good job that horrid gargoyle was there to break your fall, eh?
I'll give you gargoyle. The last time I saw something as green as you, I had a really bad cold.
Now let me introduce myself. My name is Prince Carl.
How? You're a talking frog.
Well, currently, yes. But under this ugly green facade, I'm in fact a handsome, if not a little mature, prince.
Ugly is an understatement. You definitely have a face for radio.
A witch placed a curse upon me. But if you would plant a big wet kiss just here, then the spell will be broken and we will be married straight away.
You want me? To kiss you?
That's correct.
And you'll turn into a prince?
Right, right. Now, let's get on with it.
No.
I'm sorry?
No.
What do you mean, no? Come on, my dear. Neither of us are getting any younger. We could be planning our nuptials by now.
If you honestly think I'm going to kiss you, then you are madder than an entire box of frogs.
Pretty please?
No. Look, just say that you really were a prince in disguise.
Which I am.
cursed by an evil witch.
Correct.
Then I may be inclined to do the right thing and kiss you.
Oh, goody.
After you have proved to me that you are indeed ideal husband material, because quite frankly, I'm getting a bit desperate.
Surely there's no need for all of that.
Much as I disagree with your taste in women, Froggy, I do think she has a point.
Right, well, I suppose I don't have much choice then, do I?
Not if you want me to kiss you.
Don't say I didn't warn you.
That's a good Froggy. You learn quickly.
Look, I wish you...
Don't expect me to get you out of this one, Kermit.
You wish what? Do you want me to kiss you or not?
Well, actually...
Yes, I do. Being kissed by you is a wish come true.
You said that without moving your lips.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Oh, yes, he did.
No, I didn't.
Oh, yes, you did.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Repeating yourself. Hope you're not some kind of weirdo. Anyway, here's the list.
Blimey, she's been thinking about this one for some time, hasn't she?
And Princess Serena, by the way.
A beautiful name for a beautiful princess.
Oh, and I forgot to mention, you have till sundown to do it.
That's when she turns into a vampire.
Pardon? You're doing that lip thing again.
Sorry, no, I said that's no problem. That's when we unite our empires.
I'll leave you to it then. I'll see you just before sunset.
Blimey, I thought she'd never leave. Oh, my back's gone and I've got cramp in my leg. Oh.
Well, that wasn't what I was expecting. I thought it'd be easier than that.
Huh, you've got a lot to learn, my boy. There's no such thing as a fairy tale wedding, you know. Oh, well, come on then. What have you got to do? Hand it over. Let's have a look. I think she's got this straight out of Marit McClay magazine. My ideal husband. One. He's in top physical condition. Two, he's smart in mind. Three, he's in touch with his inner feelings. Four, he believes in an equal partnership. Five, he has a good sense of humour and can make me laugh. Wow, no wonder she's still single.
You're that easy.
You've not had much experience with women, have you? I've got a magic wand and even I'd struggle to conjure up a man like that.
Right, well, number one is in the bag.
With those legs, Froggy, I'm sure she'd have no problem with the long jump. I think she's wanting more than a few ups and leaps, though.
Trust me on this one, Smelly Bottom. Number one is in the bag.
OK, if you say so. Number two... He's smart in mind.
What does that mean?
Oh, it means you're clever. Right, answer these questions. Geography. What's the capital of France?
That's easy, F.
Oh, English. How many letters are in the alphabet?
25.
25?
Yes, I never remember why.
Oh, history. Where was the Declaration of Independence signed?
At the bottom.
Oh, maths. If I had six oranges in one hand and eight apples in another, what would I have?
Big hands.
Oh.
How did I do?
Oh, let's just hope she's willing to compromise.
Well, what's the next one?
Oh, he's in touch with his inner feelings.
I'll write a poem. All women dream of being wooed with a poem. Upon this lily pad I ponder, is my future wife out there yonder? Does she sit at night, sigh and gaze, or spend her days in deep malaise?
That's a bit depressing, isn't it?
If only she would be my love, I would ask the cherubs up above to blow with might, to toot and trump, until her heart beats with a thump.
Toot and trump! Excuse me!
As she looks into my glassy eyes and runs her fingers o'er my thighs and sees beyond this slimy frog who laments with sorrow in this bog.
Oh, for goodness sake. I think she'd only be interested in your thighs if they were smothered in garlic butter.
Passion lies within this amphibian who aches to stand up as a man. If she would smother me with kisses, I'll turn that miss into my missus.
Well, as my mother used to say, when you can't think of anything nice to say...
It was from the heart. Sorry, look, fairy bog window, there's no need to do your statue thing again. Look, it wasn't that bad. Oh, Princess Serena... What are you doing here? Come back to check up on me.
Something like that. I was just passing and wondered how you were getting on.
Ah, you've been thinking about our kiss, then?
Of course not. I'm not as green as all that. Green. Sorry. Present company accepted. Is that a different gargoyle?
No, it's the same one.
Oh. And I could have sworn the other one didn't have its head in its hands in despair. It's still revolting, though. Anyway, show me what you've got.
Are you really sure you want to continue, Mr. Toad? I mean, there must be plenty more tadpoles in the pond.
Bog off! I don't need your input.
Wow! That was uncalled for. I think I'd better leave you to have a jolly good think about what you really want.
No, Princess, I wasn't talking to you. Come back. Call yourself a fairy? You're about as much use as a soup sandwich.
Okay, I'll not mention it again. He looks hopping mad, doesn't he? Hopping.
I apologise. My royal decorum deserted me for a moment. Please let us continue with number four.
He believes in an equal partnership. Tricky. Can you cook? That would be a good way of showing her.
Can I cook? Surprisingly, there's not much call for it round here. Deep fried bug. Boiled in the bag bug. Steamed bug.
Well, it's a good job I can then, isn't it? I actually have other letters after my name. FBI. But I'm not supposed to talk about it.
FBI? You're a member of the FBI?
Oh, yes. I'm a fully paid-up member of the Full Belly Investigators.
Oh, my days. I had to ask, didn't I?
Why don't you make a pie? Pie is my speciality.
Really? Why are you called Soggy Bottom, then?
Well, that's for completely different reasons, which are entirely personal and not for public consumption.
Yes, a pie is a good idea. Kate and Sydney, that's my favourite.
I was thinking more of squirrel. You can't beat a squirrel pie. Go and get one and make sure it's got a nice umpy back.
Why does it need to have a umpy back?
Well, to hold the pastry up in the middle.
But just have your water. What about this one? Will this one do?
Excellent. You hold it still and I shall prepare the squirrel with my new Jamie Oliver sharpest of sharp knife. One. Two. Oh, stop it wriggling, can't you?
I think it's got the jitters.
Well, grab hold of its nuts. That'll stop it.
I don't think it likes that very much.
Well, I'm not surprised with the way you're holding them. We'll have one more go. I think I might be a bit allergic to squirrels.
I think it's a bit allergic to sharp knives.
Oh, where's it gone? It's done a bunk. Oh, we'll have to think of something else to cook now.
I know. We'll do a souffle. That'll definitely impress a princess.
Oh, you don't ask for much, do you? Souffle, who does he think I am? Nigella, get me an egg.
There you are, one egg.
Right, now beat it.
Okay, be sure, bye-bye.
Where are you going?
You told me to beat it.
Oh, not you, you daft green pond life. The egg. Beat the egg. Beat it with the whisk.
Well, why didn't you say so in the first place?
What are you doing?
I'm following your orders. I'm beating it good and proper.
Oh, I wonder who is using the family brain cell today.
I'm sorry, I got carried away.
You'll be carried away in an ambulance if you don't watch it. There's egg everywhere.
I'm sorry, I'll clean it up.
Oh.
I'm trying my best. Mm. Look, please, I need your help.
Oh, well, okay.
Shake hands and make friends.
Oh, yuck.
Oh, Princess Serena, I didn't hear you come back. Please excuse the mess. I've been trying a spot of baking.
Baking? Well, I'm quite impressed, actually. I must say.
Ah! Whatever is the matter, dear princess?
That statue is even more grotesque than the others. I feel like I'm going to be attacked by a zombie waving a knife. Ah! Did you hear it? I swear it growled at me. Oh, my.
Don't be silly, princess. It was me. Oh, my God.
No, I don't think it was. You didn't move your lips the first time. It was more like this.
No, it's only how I do it. Oh, my God.
Aye, Baron Greenback, quit mucking about. Get back to the list. You are on a roll.
Right. Now, princess, I remember you wanted a husband who is in top physical condition. Well, how would you consider someone who can do between 300 and 400 press-ups?
Oh, I say, can you do that? That sounds marvellous.
Are you out of your tiny green mind? Who do you think you are, the orc?
Kindly watch the show of my prowess, my lady.
One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Keep going, my handsome little froggy. Wait, why are you standing up? You've only done five.
Exactly, princess.
I
think you'll find that five is between 300 and 400.
I think the silly thing, you are rather funny.
Keep going, you jolly green giant.
No. I would like to prove to you my smart mind.
Oh dear, I fear it could go underwater from here.
In fact, I will attempt to do the impossible. I will prove to you that you are not standing here at all.
But it's obvious I'm standing here. Oh dear, I'm not sure he's going to pass this one. And just as I was beginning to fall for his big yellow eye...
If you may continue, Princess, are you in Germany?
Of course I'm not.
Are you in Spain?
That's it. He's finally lost it. I was beginning to think he had potential.
No, Mr. Frog, I'm not in Spain.
Are you standing in the majestic Amazon rainforest?
Now you're being silly. Of course I'm not in the rainforest. Majestic or otherwise.
Well, if you're not in Germany or Spain, and you're definitely not in the Amazon rainforest, then I put it to you, you must be somewhere else.
Obviously. I mean, obviously I must be somewhere else.
My dear princess, How on earth can you be here if you're somewhere else? Now, come on, pucker up.
Oh, bravo. I take my soggy hat off to you, sir.
John, not so fast. You've got more things to prove me, thinks.
You're making this tricky, aren't you? Well, it's a good job I'm worth waiting for. You wanted someone in touch with their inner feelings. Prepare to hear the words you've waited your whole life to hear.
Hold on. You're not going to recite a poem, are you? Oh, please, no. How very cringe. I was finding you quite riveting up to this point.
No, Princess, of course not. Nothing as soppy as that. Help me, Soggy.
So now you want my help? I thought you didn't need my input.
Please.
Oh, frankly, I still don't see what you're seeing her, you know. I'm sure you could do better.
I've waited long enough.
Yes, me too, my toady woady. So just please show me what I've waited for.
Oh, Princess. Oh, I'm so sorry. I think I'd blown it. I had indeed written you a poem, but now you don't want to hear it. I don't know what else I can do to prove that I am in touch with my inner feelings.
Just offer her a piece of cake. She might at least keep you in the friend zone.
I haven't got any cake. I ruined the baking.
Cake? Oh, I love cake. I could just eat a piece of gooey, creamy, jammy sponge.
Oh, no. So close and yet so far.
Oh, look at little old me standing over here, just waiting around and idly waving a wand with nothing to do.
Yeah, of course. I wish I had a wonderfully gooey, creamy sponge cake right here, right now.
Why didn't you say so sooner? A wibbly, a wobbly, a wigwag, quick. Woo the princess with a gorgeous cake.
My love, you requested.
Oh, a cake. How clever you are, my prince amongst frogs. Give it to me.
You want me to give it to you?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes, give it to me now.
Really? Well, if you insist, who am I to deny my love?
Oh, gosh, this is quite the most delicious cake ever. Well done.
Oh, Princess, I'm so glad you like it. Oh, you have a little bit of cream just here on your cheek. Allow me.
And you have a little jam just here.
My, who'd have thought it?
Oh, my woggy woggy.
My little sponge cake.
Oh, it's a good job you can't see this. It doesn't look as if they're coming up for air in a hurry. I guess all those years of being a frog have come in useful.
Oh, Princess, my curse has lifted.
Prince Carl, you really are a prince, and a rather handsome one at that.
Well. And there I was, thinking he was having me on.
That hideous statue just talked. I knew there was something fishy about it, apart from the smell.
Please, my love, this is Fairy Soggy Bottom. My Fairy Bog Mother.
Fairy Bog Mother? Well, I guess that explains the pong poo with it.
Serena, behave. Without her, we would not have found each other. I have her to thank for getting you to hear me.
Yes, you do, my lad. It's good manners to say thank you. Maybe his manners will rub off on you, Princess. Anyhow, it's nice to officially meet you. And yes, I have been helping him.
How helping him.
Well, you didn't think he could do all this on his own, did you?
But I did get you to kiss me.
Yes, you did. And I'm so glad.
Fairly Soggy Bottom, will you be the guest of honour at our wedding?
Oh, well, that would be lovely. I do love a good knees up. Well, come on, what are we waiting for? Let's hop to it.
You have been listening to The Frog Prince by Edgar Stevenson. Directed by Sarah Edgar and Helen Stevenson and edited by Colin Hansford. With Mike Ainsworth as Prince Carl, Sarah Somerville as Princess Serena, and Lindsay Crutchett as Fairy Soggy Bottom. Music and sound effects courtesy of YouTube. Upstage Surrey, creating entertainment. Written and performed by local people for local people.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.